I found it very exciting, very entertaining, and very educative at the same time. I also found it as a standard to look up to, because it's something that clearly is beneficial to the electorate, clarity around candidates' ideas, their plans, and their records.
Many people we've been talking to have been saying the same thing, that it'll be nice to have such similar debates in Zimbabwe. As civil society, is there anything you think you can push for so that the politicians in Zimbabwe can be made accountable using such platforms?
We have already started to do something that hopefully sets us on that path. So as an organization, we've been carrying out what we call the crisis debate on constitutional reform, where we've had different political parties on the panels, civil society on the panels, responding to specific questions from us and from the audience. But the real challenge is that while people are able to do this on issues like the constitution-making process, the possibilities of them doing it in terms of actual elections seem to be limited, because our political culture here seems to still be hell-bent on following personalities and patterns rather than issued ideas, policies, and plans for the future.